what are the biggest challenges you've had, or you are having as an international student here in UNR, and how has these challenges impacted your overall well-being and academic performances?
Hola, my name is Constance Ndeleko. I come from Kenya, and the hardest struggle has been surviving grad school as an international student, especially during summer break, where I was supposed to be on internship, but rather I couldn't get internships early, and when I got one, I wasn't accepted because I didn't have like a driving license. And by the time I was getting my driving license, time had gone so fast that I needed to find a different employer. And by the time I was getting a different employer, I didn't have the right paperwork to be able to work. So they had to drop me, and I had to pick a remote internship from Nebraska because of the connections that I had. But I'll say that was a depressive moment, because as an international student, you are viewed differently by different organizations, and because you don't have the American work culture, then sometimes it could be difficult for them to absorb you, because they really don't know you, and they can't trust that you'll be able to fulfill the position as they desire.
For mental things, I think it was not too bad. Yeah, for sure, at the beginning, I had some homesickness and maybe lack of the usual support that I used to from my family and friends. So at the beginning, I felt lonely somehow. But as the time passes and I got to know another students here in my department, I met some Muslims or Arabs from different associations here in UNR. These things went away, to be honest, and I'm feeling much better now after 4 months or 5 months from coming. And to be honest, there was no any shape of discrimination or racism that I faced that we usually are afraid from facing. But people here are so nice, and also having the idea of having many international students here in the on campus make me and others feel not too different, let's say. So it was good. It was not too bad, to be honest. Also, another thing is the housing, because for me it's the first time to be in the US, so I had no much experience about how is the rent should go and how I select the good apartment to and the good maybe neighborhood that I live inside, and how can I choose my roommates if possible. So these also were things that I had some struggles at the beginning to find a good place and to have good roommates.
I would say the first one will be being hit hard by the weather. I come from a humid and hot area, and also Kenya is basically at the equator, so we have very like tropical temperature, if I may say so. And I think coming here, it's a desert, very dry weather, so I really had a lot of health issues. I have like vitamin D deficiency, so I have to be on the pills every time until God knows when. And also nose bleeding a lot, which is very hard. And sometimes I had to like have appointments and consultancies with the doctors to be able to manage the situation. So that has been hard. In terms of food, I would say I'm used to eating organic food because that's what we majorly produce in Kenya, and coming here that was a different thing, and I had to force my taste buds to adapt. And given that I found a lot of food to be either too sugary or too salty for me, and yeah, I just have to cook for myself, and finding groceries including vegetables could be difficult in dreaming.
Like I think I done really good. So, like, after I was so glad the university provided multiple like club option we where you can join. This helped me a lot, because to like getting into touch with people.
And
I was a little concerned before I came here that I meet some people, you know, and that they gonna accept myself.
That's true.
But the club fair, it really helped me because I'm now in the engineering club, and I was getting in touch with so many American native people. And it's really fun to share with them time together. And also, like, with the international, like, group. I was lucky because I stayed in the international house. So, like, I got in touch with lots of people, and then you do a group chat and stuff like this. So it was very easy to getting friends and, you know, getting to know the people. It's always this concern at the beginning that you want to be socially accepted. Not just study, you know, like, you also want to have like your life around work or study. So
I'll generally say you need a strong support system back at home. You need to find friends that you can lean on, which is not the easiest as an adult. But finding people to support you using the school support system that they share so that you can be able to move forward with your academics is very important. And it's easy for international students to be depressed. And I don't take this lightly. If you're able to navigate school without being depressed, then kudos to you. But I believe that it is important for everyone to take care of their health.
No, come on.
You're not.